And here is the Writer's Almanac for Saturday. It's the 6th of February, 2010. It's the birthday of the man who wrote Come Live With Me and Be My Love, and We Will All the Pleasures Prove, Christopher Marlowe, born in Canterbury, England, 1564, author of Dr. Faustus and other plays and many poems. He managed to get into Cambridge, even though he was the son of a shoemaker. His school records show that he was often absent from class. He was working for Queen Elizabeth in her secret service. He was a spy. In the 1590s, while he was writing his plays, church officials began to accuse him of atheism, which could be punished at that time by torture. In May of 1593, a warrant was issued for Marlowe's arrest, but he died in a fight over a bar bill before the police could find him. It's the birthday of Tom Brokaw, born in Webster, South Dakota, 1940, author of The Greatest Generation, about the men and women who came of age in the Great Depression and fought World War II. It's the birthday of the journalist Michael Pollan, born Long Island, New York, 1955, author of the popular book The Omnivore's Dilemma and In Defense of Food, where he elaborates on his guiding principle, eat food, not too much, mostly plants. Michael Pollan, who teaches journalism at Berkeley. A couple of months ago, he published Food Rules, an Eater's Manual. And it's the birthday of the poet Deborah Diggs, born in Jefferson City, Missouri, in 1950, one of 10 children of a doctor and a nurse. She got married at the age of 19 to an Air Force pilot who went to Vietnam. She had a child when she was 20, and that was when she began to write poetry. She said, "Kids keep you very close to experiences. You're kind of constantly thrown off track, and that's good for a poet." She wrote two memoirs, Fugitive Spring and The Stardust Lounge, and four collections of poetry, and died this past year in April after she fell from bleachers at a stadium. Police ruled it a suicide. Once she and her husband were out driving. They saw a cow on the side of the road struggling to give birth. The calf was coming out the wrong way. Her husband jumped out of the car to help deliver it, and she wrote a poem about it, The Birthing, which appeared in The New Yorker in October 2006, in which she wrote, "With his whole weight, he pushed the calf back in the mother and grasped the other leg tucked up like a closed wing against the new one's shoulder and found a way in the warm dark to bring both legs out into the world together, then heaved and pulled, the cow arching her back until a bull calf in a whoosh of blood and water came falling whole and still onto the meadow." Here's a poem by Deborah Diggs entitled Trapeze. "See how the first dark takes the city in its arms and carries it into what yesterday we called the future. Oh, the dying are such acrobats. Here you must take a boat from one day to the next or clutch the girders of the bridge hand over hand, but they are sailing like a pendulum between eternity and evening, diving, recovering, balancing the air. Who can tell at this hour seabirds from starlings, wind from revolving doors, or currents off the river? Some are as children on swings, pumping higher and higher. Don't call them back. Don't call them in for supper. See, they leave scuff marks like jet trails on the sky." Trapeze, a poem by Deborah Diggs from her collection Trapeze, published by Alfred A. Knopf, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can learn more about the work of your favorite poets with their series of poetry podcasts at poetryfoundation.org. And by Constant Contact, helping small businesses stay connected to their customers with email marketing, online surveys, and event marketing. Over 300,000 small businesses and nonprofits use ConstantContact.com. Engineered by Noah Smith. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch. Hello, it's Garrison Keillor inviting you to join us for a special Cinecast performance of A Prairie Home Companion, Thursday, February 4th at a movie theater near you. You can get more information at prairiehome.org.